Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also find where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. After all, our ego can get in the way so often, and when we remember that at a core level we're all one, let's let go of judgment and comparison and celebrate our unique differences and recognize that at the core that we all are one great spirit. So with that said, let me tell you a little bit about my featured guest who is a regular on the show. It's Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. She is an author, a past life connector, and a fear buster. She helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, successful lives. She's written three books. The first one is The Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now. The second book is Life is Forever, Get Used to It. And the third book is The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head. And these books will assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. Now, if you want to have a full-scale past life exploration, which I fully recommend, because tonight you're just going to get a thumbnail sketch of probably just one life, you want to go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com and get your pens out, because I'm going to spell that for you in just a minute. And I can't tell you how much you can get out of a full life reading, because there are so many issues that have developed from past lives that create stumbling blocks in this life, and you may not even be aware of some of those stumbling blocks. You may not be aware of some of the irrational fears that you have, but when you go to past lives, you can find out those things that may have happened to you before that do not need to repeat themselves again, and then you can meditate upon them and receive healing. And that's what Dr. McIntyre provides, is healing. And Mary Lou is spelled MARILOU McIntyre, MCINTYRE.com. MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And so let me welcome Dr. McIntyre once again. How are you tonight?
I am just wonderful, David. How are you? It's so good to talk to you.
Well, it's always nice to hear your shining voice and your vibrant spirit. I'm doing well, too, and I've been looking forward to having you back on the show. It seems like forever, but it's just been a couple of months, and Dr. McIntyre is on the show generally every 2 months, and everybody that's on the line now will have the benefit of getting a reading, but I just want to let you folks know the ground rules. In order to get a reading, don't just say you want to find out about a past life or that you want a past life regression. What you need to do is give her some substance. And by this, I mean some phobia or fear that you have or some major stumbling block in your life that may be repetitive in nature. She needs something to get her teeth into if she's going to take you to a life where she can help you find some clarity and overcome an obstacle. So please keep that in mind. and speak clearly and loudly so that she can hear you, and then we will go very smoothly. So I don't know if there's anything else you want to add, Dr. McIntyre.
I think you explained that very well, David. It's just the purpose for this opportunity of a free past life reading. Well, of course, is because of David's loving ability to provide that. But 95% of people's problems, I was told when I was in the developing process for this past life technique, is the result of a trauma that happened in a past life and has been carried forward in lives ever since then by the individual in their subconscious, but affects their conscious behavior. And so if you have something within your behavior, like fear of heights or fear of water, and there's no logical reason for it, you know, and not something that happened when you were a child or something like that, there's no logical explainable reason for it, then I think you can attribute it to a past life. And it's an ability that I have that is being ignored by the medical profession, sadly enough, because delving into past lives, well, first of all, recognizing that reincarnation is a reality, not just a far Eastern religious concept, then our consciousness can indeed expand and we can control our destiny on a conscious level. So as David said, please have a problem in mind that you have, and I will certainly try to help resolve it for you.
I just wanted to let the callers know that this is not a regression. Dr. McIntyre reads the Akashic Records, and those are the books of all of your cumulative lifetimes. Now, I will say this. I have had regression done on myself, and what she says is true. I had a major stumbling block in this lifetime with a certain addiction, and it was pinpointed to another life where I was so filled with shame that it took me into a particular addiction that caused me a lot of shame in this life. And once I became aware of that, I was able to let it go after struggling with it for years. So it's very useful information to have. What's that?
I said that's wonderful that you got rid of that.
Yes, yes, it is. It didn't totally go away right away, and I understand that that's to be expected, but it did make a significant impact, and then it was erased from my experience. So I'm very grateful for that. So, callers, if you go about this with the right attitude and keep in mind that you take whatever she gives you into your meditations and recognize that that is not happening now or history does not need to repeat itself, then you can free yourself of certain things that may be present in your life. And I don't know if there's anything else you want to add before we go to the callers. We've gotten a few more, and we should be able to get to all of them that are on the line at present. But they are calling in.
No, I would just like to say what this enables me to do for you is to open the door for you so that you are consciously aware of what is causing this phobia or fear so that you can take conscious control of your life. And as you take conscious control of your life, you will realize that you can control health, wealth, and happiness in your life. And that's the purpose for you even being here. So let
absolutely.
Us
absolutely. And that's our birthright. We all are entitled to abundance in this life, and we're the only ones that block ourselves from that. So
right.
With that in mind, let's go to the switchboard. And I'm going to repeat some of these things at a later point in the show for the callers that have just called in. But we'll get to all of you that are on the line at present. And beyond that, we'll see. So Amy
okay.
is our first caller. And Amy, you are live on the air with Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, Amy. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good.
So I have a question. This keeps on coming up with me. I had a boyfriend. This is related. So I had a boyfriend about 7 years ago, and he was he still impacts my life even today. And I've done a lot of healing work and all that good stuff, and did a lot of detoxing and releasing and all that other stuff. And I know we've had lifetimes together, but my thing with him and until this day is that I hold myself back a lot. And then what happens is that it festers, and then it comes out like a volcano. So I'm just wondering it's about speaking my truth, and I didn't speak my truth when I needed to with this person. And it's still occurring. So that's my question.
Amy, I don't quite understand what you mean by speaking your truth, but this is something that happened in this lifetime.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Well, then how would you benefit from a past life reading?
Well, because I feel like
what you
like
have
karmic-
to realize is that whatever your experience with that individual was, if it was not pleasant and didn't enhance your life, then just get rid of it and move on. You don't have to keep relating to it.
Right. Right. Well, it's not necessarily speaking my truth, I guess. It's more about holding back my words. And I know that I've had several lifetimes like that with the Akashic Records even of me not being able to, just holding back and not.
Can you, Amy, excuse me for interrupting. Can
sure.
you translate that into some kind of fear that might be helpful to Dr. McIntyre? Is there
sure.
a fear
well,
connected?
The fear is that I'm afraid to speak my truth.
Okay,
that's
Amy, but this is the thing that occurs to me. You said you have had past life readings and become aware of that fear. What have you done with it, with the fear, with the knowledge of that fear?
Well, I think universe provides in the sense of, I hate to say it this way, but we're tested. And so I've had repetitive experiences with XYZ people, even after this person.
No, Amy, that's not what
yeah.
I'm asking.
Okay, what are you asking?
Since you have been made aware because of other past life readings of your fear or your inability, what have you done with that knowledge? Have you used it to heal yourself?
Yeah, I mean,
why are you still worried about it?
Because it's still happening, ma'am. It's still happening.
Well, that's my point, darling. You have to take control and release and realize that you no longer have to relate to that attitude or that fear because you're not living in the past. You are creating your future.
Right.
However,
let me ask you.
I'm not sure where to go in a past life, since you've already had past life readings about this subject. Where would you
did not have past lives, any readings about this. I just know that I've, in the past, that this has happened. And why is it still occurring now? I don't know. The universe keeps on giving me these experiences over and over again.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Amy. I thought you said you have had past life readings that made you aware of this. Okay, so let's say, tell me in one sentence what
sure.
it is. Okay.
Yeah. Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead.
No, I'm listening to you.
No, I asked you to tell me in one sentence what you would like to know, what you would like to find out, what you would like to release from your behavior.
The fear, okay, how about this? The fear of feeling guilty and shameful.
Oh, so that's a whole different thing.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'll just do that because I don't want to repeat my, I don't want to take up too much time. So that's part of it.
You're
too.
All right, Amy. Don't
that's
worry.
That's another situation. Yeah.
You're all right.
Okay. So why do you feel guilty in relationships?
Yes. That's a, yes.
Oh, my. Okay. I have seen, they're showing me. They pulled your book down. Your book is golden. You have lived many, many lifetimes. And
okay.
If you handle this lifetime properly, it could be your last. You could finally get the answers that you came here to find. And they're they're just sleeping through your book. Because there have been many lifetimes where you have been in positions of, well, leadership and royalty, and both as male and female, and in many of them, you misused them, and the power that you exerted caused pain and problems to other people.
Yes.
And to your, you know, the immediate family that you had at the time.
Okay.
And apparently you have a lot of self-control and your problem is making right decisions
yes.
as it relates to various aspects of your life. And
right.
What you have to do, what I'm getting without going, because there were numerous lifetimes where you ran into this problem, is before you make a decision about something you're going to do,
yes.
you know, you think about it in your brain, but then move it to your heart and see how that will affect your life and the lives of those around you, depending
okay.
on the decision that you make. Do you understand what I'm saying, hon?
Yes.
Very important.
Yes, I do.
That you understand. Okay,
yeah.
So
yep.
you work on that. Just realize that you do have a tendency to be self-involved and
yeah.
Not necessarily aware of how your actions and decisions affect the people around you. What you want to do is evolve to a point where the decisions that you make help you become a more conscious, spiritual person. Okay?
Yep. Okay.
Does that help, Amy?
Yes.
How that works out for you.
Yes, that helps. I'm just wondering in regards to the guilt and the shame, it's like, especially like with family members, even though I go in my heart with the decision, it's like they try to waver their thoughts upon my own, and then it makes it even harder.
Don't let other people's decisions make your deciding value.
Okay.
I'm talking about your spiritual development and growth and how you can affect it. Only you, never mind other people. And if your family doesn't agree with you, as long as you know it's putting out the highest and best, then you just have to let them figure it out, okay? Don't let it affect you, because, you know, that's shifting the blame, quite frankly.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense.
Well, Amy, that's all the time we have for you, hon, but thank you for clarifying that. And just
as an
example to the other callers on the line, try to be succinct when you present your problem. And Amy, I'm glad that we were able to get a reading for you. And I think it's a reading that speaks to anybody. And so I thank you for your participation tonight.
Thank you.
God bless you.
Okay. God bless, hon.
You too.
All right. Sorry, Amy, to have cut you off so quickly. Thank you again. Our next caller is Melissa, and Melissa, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Melissa, I can't hear you.
Nope. Can you hear me now?
Better, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. I've been working on myself spiritually for the last couple of years. A lot of people come to me for advice and just to mull out their problems. And when I interact with them and mingle with them and give them advice, because I want to keep people happy, I get this extreme sense of piousness that comes over me after I give advice. And even though I don't like that feeling, and it makes me want to back off helping people, and I don't know where that comes from. Does that make sense?
The feeling of piousness?
Yeah, like a holier-than-thou feeling of piousness. And I don't know where that comes from, because I'm a very humble person.
Well, if people are coming to you for spiritual advice, that means very probably you're at a higher level of spirituality than they are, and that would make you more pious.
What's wrong with that? I don't like that feeling. I don't like feeling better than somebody else, if that makes sense. I don't know
what to tell you about that. You have to accept who you are and what you can do and how you can help others. I mean,
you have to learn
to love yourself.
It's like a fear of getting out of humility.
Oh, I see. It's really interesting. I'm in the library, you know, where the books are. And my little guide that helps me was like tapping on the window to get my attention to this, because he has the answer to why you feel this way, so that you can release it. There was a time you were in Peru. Actually, you had just led a group of survivors from Atlantis, and somehow you ended in Peru, and you were like their spiritual guide and savior, because you helped them, you know, get out of a sinking situation, literally. And you were their leader and a spiritual guide. And those people became so dependent on you that it got, for you, to be a real hardship, because they weren't thinking for themselves. they were asking you, well, should I plant potatoes now? Well, should I get a dress for my new daughter? I mean, you know, just really silly advice being requested. And you just got sick and tired of it, and you literally got sick and tired of it. And you just, it's like you just went to bed and said goodbye. And you just, you left the body and went into spirit, hoping that they would be able to get along on their own, because you weren't going to cope with their, you know, tiny little problems anymore.
So
does that help you understand why you have this tendency? It's almost a fear. Let's see. Well, I'm getting it's like a fear. It's a fear of what? Well, a fear of being taken advantage of is what is feeding me. A fear of being taken advantage of. And this is some advice that was given to me when I first got into this work. If you give somebody advice over and over, you know, about the same problem, and they keep coming back to you for similar advice, eventually you have to say, look, I've given you the best advice I can, you know, the best advice I know. It doesn't seem to be helping you. I think you had better find somebody else to get advice from. Period. Cut it off.
Okay. But, yeah, that is a theme for me. I really love helping people, but, I help them to, you need to stand on your own 2 feet. That seems to be a theme through my life. Stand on your own 2 feet. Stand on your own 2 feet.
There you go. Okay, so that's it. And I know when I was given that advice, I said, but they're my friends, you know, and I want to help them. And I was told they will drain you of all your energy, and they will not grow. So you have to cut them off for your growth and development and for theirs. Okay?
Okay, gotcha.
Makes sense. Sweetie, you work on that. God bless you. Let me know how it works out.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Melissa. Yeah, take good care, honey.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is Teresa. And I think people have got the hang of it now, perhaps. Teresa, you're alive on the air.
Hi, Dr.
Hi,
Messi.
Teresa.
Hi, David.
How are you? Very good. Wonderful.
Good. Well, I think I got the knack of this. And what I want to ask about is my fear of success. My fear of success. My fear of going out there and really sharing all my gifts and talents with people I've been holding back.
And do you know why that is? Or is that what you want to know?
That's what I want to know. Yeah.
Okay. What kind of, let's see. Are you talking about success professionally, spiritually, financially? What kind?
I think it all goes in one book, because I think it would be... It would probably be with my career. I'm a healer, and I do a lot of things, but I've stayed back in just one modality and have not expanded. You know, there's an apprehension to go further, but yet I could do a lot for a lot of people.
And you
know
you
that.
Have greater ability. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
All righty. What was your name again?
It is Teresa.
Oh, I should know that. That's one of my daughter's names. Okay, Teresa, let me help you here, darling. I can open the door for you, and then you have to work on it because there is a very definite reason for that. And this goes back to the golden era of Egypt. And you were... a great spiritual leader, even considered a prophet, and you helped to guide people. You even helped to feed people that needed, you know, I mean, you just, you were a wonderful spiritual leader. And you help people on all levels, you know, financially and spiritually and professionally. And you told them, you know, how to accomplish their goals. And what you told them, and this is what you have forgotten, and you have to reactivate it now within your consciousness, because you told them, if they hold on to reality, to life and love, and know that you are divine and you have the ability to accomplish whatever you set your heart and mind to. Can you accept that?
I can.
Hello?
Yes, I can.
Okay. That's it. You have to know that you have the right to whatever you believe in and strive for, and then set out to accomplish it consciously, knowing that you are created divine image. So there's nothing that you can't do. But you have to know that. You have to believe that. And that's what you advised people back in the golden days of Egypt. Okay?
And so I have to remember that for myself, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. I got
you. And don't talk about it to others. Just put that into your heart and into your soul and proceed to achieve, okay?
Yes. That's beautiful. That really resonated with me.
Good. God bless you, Teresa. Let me know how you're doing.
I will. Thank you both. Thanks for getting me on air, David.
Oh, you're welcome, Teresa. I'm glad you called in tonight.
Be well.
Yes, and
okay.
For all of those people who are listening tonight, I'm not going to give you a litany of upcoming guests, but I have a lot of spiritually gifted people on the show. I have shows where I do dialogues with people. And if you want to find out my upcoming shows through the middle of September, and I'm actually booking for February now, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark, spelled with an E. And I have a lot of brilliant psychics and healers on the show that you won't want to miss. And if you want to get a reading, you need to, if you want to be guaranteed a reading, call in as early as 7:15, because sometimes my queue, even by the start of the show, is such that we can't get to everybody. And we may or may not get to everybody tonight. But, Teresa, thank you for calling in, and I'm glad you were an early caller.
Thank you. Me too. Bless you both.
God
thank
bless you,
darling. David,
okay.
Can I make, let me make an announcement now, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. This month is my birthday month. And
happy birthday.
To celebrate my birthday for this coming week, anybody that is listening and hearing this announcement, I'm going to allow a special $25 dispensation for a half-hour reading, which is usually $75. But for this week alone, from, you know, today to next Friday, I will give a half-hour reading for a $50 gift given to PayPal. And the way one can do that is to go to my website that David announced, and on the contact, there's a contact page. When you type your name in, make a dash and type David after your name. and that way I will know that you get the special dispensation. Okay? That's happy birthday
that
to me
great.
For all of you.
Beautiful. That's a wonderful gift. That's a wonderful value, folks. So her website, for those of you who've tuned in later in the show, it's MaryLouMcIntyre.com, and that's spelled MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And if you just look at the listing for tonight's show, the website is listed there. So have
right.
no fear if you didn't get it.
Triple W. Yeah. Triple W.
Yes.
Dot Mariler. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay.
It'll come up.
That's my special announcement. Plus,
great.
I would like to encourage people to check out the books that I have written about life after death, proving that the soul does survive, the identity does survive the physical death experience, and how it was proven to me so I could share it with everybody, and how the past life regressions that I gave to groups and families and individuals helped to create wonderful healings, and how to develop that ability yourself. And then the sweet little book from the angel that when she first, was telling her story to me and some of the adventures and things that she had done seemed so far out. I told her, I said, I can't print this. I can't put this in a book. And she said, do not delete anything. This is for the future. And I swear to God, and it's just overwhelming me, it's awesome, that since that book has been published, many of the things that I thought were too far out to believe have been proven scientifically.
Isn't that something?
So I encourage people to read it and be inspired by, the gifts that are in that for them.
Well, thank
okay,
you. I'm glad.
I'm
that's all right. And always feel free to take the opportunity to make an announcement. Just let me know, and you can have the ball and run with it. So
thank
our
you,
next
Dave.
Caller is Mia. And Mia, you're live on the air.
Hi, David. Hi, Dr. Mary Lou.
Hi,
Mia. What can we do for you?
I've been applying to jobs, and I've gone to several interviews, but no offers yet. I do have an interview coming up, and I want to get an offer.
And so what's your question?
My question
I can't read the future, you know. You're not asking
that,
okay. I hope.
Yeah. Is there something that's blocking me from getting a job offer?
Do you think there is?
I don't know, because the feedback I've been getting from them is that they have a lot of candidates who apply for the same job.
Well, I'm sure that's true. You know, but if you're applying for jobs that you are qualified for, then you have
mm-hmm.
to know you have the right to a job, and you just present yourself that way. If you like, I will go back and see if there is a problem that is presenting itself for you to overcome in this lifetime. Would you like me to do that?
Yes, please.
Okay, let me see. I see you, well, in many different positions where you were male. You have been male in many lifetimes. In this lifetime, you're trying to balance that out. And I see in one, well, I said Tennessee, I don't know. And this was, it was the lifetime just before this one, as a matter of fact. And you were in a lumber yard, or not a yard, but you were working in the forest. The boss of, I don't know what they're called, Mia, but, you know, woodcutters, cutting down trees, lumbermen, that's it. You were, you had a crew of lumbermen, and you were working, of course, for a lumber yard, and cutting trees down. And I don't know what this has to do with, you were not a good boss. You were rather unreasonable. You had your men working long, long hours, and the company that you worked for allowed finances for you to be able to give them bonuses, and you never gave them the bonuses. You kept the bonuses. I don't like to give this kind of reading because people don't like to know about the bad things in their past, but you were not pleasant to your family either. You were very demanding of your wife and very, not particularly interested in your children. You had three children, a young boy and two daughters. And you were, to sum it, they're saying, you were mean-hearted. And you caused, within your work, the men that were working for you, many of them, you know, developed health problems because of overworking or because of the irritation that you created by the way you related to them. Anyhow, it was not nice. And they're not going to go into any of the other past lives, because this was the most recent and has the strongest impact on you. But Mia, what all you need to do, since I have opened the door to this now, and you realize, though it may seem hard, you know, for you to accept, realize that the best thing you can do for yourself is to always know that you are living and acting to manifest the highest and best, to love yourself and to love those around you. And when you go into a job, they're going a little bit into the future now for you, when you go in for a job application, know that you are capable of fulfilling the job and that you will fulfill the job, and you convince them of your sincerity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God bless you. Good luck, hon. Let me know. You okay. Have to work on it. You have to work consciously, because you have a tendency bossy, the way you present, don't do that, okay?
Did you catch that?
Okay, sweetie, let me know.
Okay, Mia, God bless, sweetheart. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Take good care.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is Rebecca. And Rebecca, you're live on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. So my entire life I've had this sadness about me and some unwillingness to take advantage of great opportunities or enjoyment, things like that. And was wondering what is the cause of this block.
A block that allows you to be good to yourself, is that it?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. We're going to England. In the 1800s, you were, today we call them an attorney. I don't know, I'm not.
Oh, that's,
not
that,
yet.
I do the same thing.
<It's> weird. Well, that's good verification for you. How about that? Well,
and I
you're
don't
here
like
to
it.
Resolve the problem, then. Let's resolve that problem. Are you an attorney yourself?
I'm a litigation paralegal.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting. I forget. I don't know if I ever knew the word that they used back in the 1800s for a juris. It's juris something. Well, anyhow, let's move on. You know what I mean, obviously.
Yes.
You were very popular. With the big money, boy, those guys really liked you because you were able to get them out of a lot of problems, avoiding a lot of problems by sometimes what I'm being told was slick procedures. I don't know what that means legally, but I think, you cut some corners and you kind of manipulated the law to favor the wealthy, and they were very good to you. You were very wealthy yourself. And you were very loving to your family, and you didn't see anything wrong with what you were doing. However, because of many of the shortcuts and everything that that you allowed or that you were able to receive for your clients, it did harm a lot of people in lesser stature. In other words, the people that were working for these wealthy that you were helping to manipulate the law. And as you grew older, you realized the effect of what your jurisprudence was doing and how it was affecting people. And you felt very bad about it. And as a matter of fact, you got very ill. And because you no longer trusted your ability to do the right thing. you got really, I can feel it. You got really sick. And and you swore when you were on your deathbed, you swore that you would never, what I'm getting is you would never shortcut the law. That seems the term. I don't know if that's anything that you use or are aware of, but you would always be aware of doing the right thing. And if you ever had to come back, you would always do the right thing. And now here you are, Rebecca, you're back. And you have to forgive yourself and remember your promise to yourself. Your promise is that you will always do the right thing. You know, don't beat yourself up anymore. You did that. It caused you to pass into spirit and, you know, go through all the rigmarole to get back again so that you could do the right thing. Realize, darling, you are here to do the right thing. And when opportunities open up to you, if they are the right thing and they're going to manifest, you know, the highest and best for you and others, then it's your opportunity. Take it. You have the right to that, okay?
Okay. This makes complete sense.
Yeah. Okay, darling. Listen, you let me know. You know, you can go to my website. And there's a place where you can contact me, you know, on the contact page. And if you, you know, you don't want a reading, but you want to get in touch with me, you can do that. And I would love to hear from you because you do have a great profession. You have a great knowledge and compassion for people. And you have a great future if you just allow it. You have the right to that, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thank you for calling, Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, honey. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, for the other callers on the line now, I haven't spoken to you before, so I'm going to identify you by area code. We'll take as many as we can, but I'm going to just... For some of you who were not listening at the outset of the show, you need to be succinct and tell Dr. McIntyre what your life problem is. And if you can frame it in terms of a fear, she's going to be able to better help you with that. So keep that in mind. And if you don't get it right, she'll set you straight on what she needs from you. So I'm going to area code 832. And you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Melissa.
Hi, another Melissa. How are you?
Another Melissa. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Melissa. David, you might want to time my readings for 5 minutes so we can be sure to get everybody in. What do you think?
I don't like to do that. If that's what you want me to do, I can.
Well, let's try. Well, how many readings? How many people, callers are
Well,
left?
There are seven more callers, so I don't think
oh,
we can possibly
goodness.
Get to everybody, you know?
Yeah.
But
okay,
let's
well,
just
let's
see how
try it and see. Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, folks, some of you have just called in recently. Dr. McIntyre is running a special this week where she's taking $25 off a half-hour reading and offering it for just $50, you know, and that's going to give you more than one lifetime. That's going to give you quite a bit of knowledge or more depth. So keep that in mind if you can't speak with her tonight, and I do have her on every 2 months. So I think let's just go with the flow and see what happens.
Okay, and if you want to take advantage of, that's my birthday present to everybody. On my webpage, go to the contact page, and after you write your name, make a dash, and then type David, and then that way I will know that that you get the special dispensation. Okay, Melissa, what can I do for you?
Okay, so I will try to be as succinct as possible. I have a fear of not having enough, or the shoe is always going to drop. Like, I'm always looking for the next thing that's going to happen, even though, like, with our finances and with my job, things are pretty comfortable. But I always have that in the back of my mind. So I need to know kind of where that came from and how I can get rid of that, because I know that there's more gifts beyond this limitation.
Okay. I know, without giving you a past life reading or a regression or anything, the way you get rid of that is to get rid of that. You know what I mean? Just know, you've said, you're in a great position. You have what you need, what you want, what you like. There's nothing wrong in your life. Just keep affirming the highest and best continue to manifest. Now, if you, which is really strange for me to even tell you that, because, you know, I do a lot of past life readings, and if people would just take control of themselves and think what they want to think and do what they need to do, you know, they wouldn't keep responding to a subconscious level of action. So, with that all being said, Melissa, I see you in the streets of London as a little orphan girl, and you were literally in the streets of London. Oh, it was around World War II. Maybe this was a lifetime just before this one. Because your family, your whole family, was wiped out in a bombing, except for you. You were young enough and small enough to be able to crawl into some kind of like a hiding place or something, so that you were protected when the bomb went off. But you had no one, and you were about 6 or 7 years old. And for 3 or 4 years, you pretty much, you know, dug into garbage cans for food and begged for food. And you always had an apprehension, you know, that somebody was going to do something mean or bad to you. That was actually the protection or the consciousness that really did save your life, because you were very conscious, protective of yourself, which was needed. But that's when, you know, I think now moving to about 9 years old, and a family. This is pretty much after the war. A couple in a very nice car saw you slinking around in an alley as they passed in the car. And they stopped the car and got out and started talking to you. And they ended up, like, adopting you. You felt safe with them. You went home with them. They had their own children, but they did not necessarily legally adopt you, but they did take you in and cleaned you up and got you to school and all the good things. So you ended up having a very fulfilling family. However, you know, those early years, you know, they scarred you. They did scar you. And you have to realize that that was back then and there. But everything turned out okay anyhow. You know, you're destined to have a good life. Well, we all are, actually. And you just have to keep affirming that. And You know, don't be on that edge any longer that you're going to end up back in an alley or something, because that's kind of what it is, isn't it?
I guess so, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. So just be grateful for what you have and help others, do the best for what they have and what they can, and just consciously do not allow yourself to fear, okay?
Okay.
It's a great
you
life.
Got it.
Okay. Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Melissa.
Bye.
God bless, hon. Just
thanks.
To let people know, if you call back, it doesn't change your position in the queue. Our next caller is area code 347, and I'm trying to bring them live. The studio is, there we go. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Keisha.
Keisha?
Yes.
Hi, Keisha.
Hi, how are you, hon?
Hi, I'm fine. I want to
say hi to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre. How are you?
Hi, Keisha.
Hi.
Okay.
I wanted to ask about a friend of mine. His name is Raymond.
No,
and
please
I believe...
don't do that. Please don't do that. I can't give a reading for somebody that I'm not even talking to.
I don't want a reading for him. It's for me.
Sorry.
I believe we've lived past lives. And I wanted to know what's our karma in this life. Like, what? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
What your karma together is in this life?
Yeah, like, am I trying to fix something that happened before?
Well, what is this person's name?
Raymond.
Are you with him now?
Yeah, we're friends. Yeah, his name is Ray. Yeah.
Oh, so Cassia and Raymond. And you want to know if you've been together before? Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, remember, I'm just being able to open the door,
okay.
and then you have to, work with the information that I give you. And what
okay.
I'm feeling, what I'm seeing from this Raymond, is I'm seeing you together in a French lifetime. And he's a businessman, and you're his wife, and you have four children, a lovely home. He's very successful, very personable to you. He doesn't talk much. He misbehaves or... what's the word? Mishandles you. In other words, he's not a good husband, and he's not a good father. But he's a wonderful businessman, and he keeps you because you stay with him because you don't know what else to do. You've got these four kids, and you've got a lovely home and all the money you need, so you stay with him. And one of your children gets sick, really sick, but he's very disinterested and doesn't want to even provide the finances for medical treatment it's a little boy. His name is Samuel. And so he ends up, it's kind of like a polio thing. And he ends up passing because he's not given the medical attention, that he needs. And that completely devastates you. but you're still unable to leave. I mean, you feel you're unable to leave. And so you just kind of wither away. You just, life has no more meaning. The three children you have, it's like they kind of fade into the woodwork or something. I mean, you really went through a terrible trauma and you passed in that condition. Life was cruel and meaningless to you, and you didn't care if you ever came back. Okay, in this lifetime, he owes you big time, obviously.
Okay.
And that's why, what? That's why you're back to what?
Because he's in the, like, a bad situation. And it's like I'm supporting him and I'm kind of his friend, and he begs me not to leave him and things like that. And he and I, some of the things you're saying, I feel like he can't, you know, be a good anything to me in where he, you know, in his position right now, but he's going through a lot and he leans on me for a lot of emotional support. And I want to think about cutting all ties with him and, you know, moving on and things like that. Cause I kept, but it's like, it's always something that I don't know. I feel close to him.
No, I'm short on time, but I will tell you this. If, you have the right to cut him off if you want to, if you want to allow him take you back by being humble and at, you know, the other end of the seesaw, you know, the roles are kind of reversed at this point. You know, you can let him do that, or you can just cut him off. That might be the best thing that will wake him up to his own life. Yeah,
right, that might be
so this is what you have to work on. You have to meditate, take it into your heart, and do what you feel is the highest and best for both of you, okay? It's a sad story.
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're
okay,
welcome.
Okay, Keisha.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Yes, God bless. Thank you for calling.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Our next caller is area code 808. What is your name, please?
My name is Felicia.
Felicia, hi there. How are you, hon?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre. How are you?
Very good, Felicia. Let me help you in any way I can.
Great. Well, my question is the same as the last lady's. I'd like to know about past lives with my current significant other.
Okay. What's his name?
Justin.
Justin? Are you married?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
Not
or
legally.
No?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. And is there a particular reason why you want to know this?
Just curious if there were any at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's see. Let me take you, see where they'll take me. Gee, this is really interesting. Are you calling from Hawaii?
Yes.
Okay, they're taking me back to the early 1900s, back to New York, Broadway. And the two of you, your brother and sister, that's it, your brother and sister. And you're on the stage. You're very young. You're about 12, 13 years old, and you have a dance routine. Oh, your parents are entertainers, and they have trained you to be entertainers. And you just have a wonderful life together. And as you grow up, you continue to dance. You fall in love and get married, and so does he. You know, he married someone else. But the family stays together and stays on Broadway, very popular. I'm trying to, they won't give me a name, of course, because you might even recognize it, you know. So maybe that's something you can meditate on. But you have a very wonderful relationship together. You work together very well. Is this true in this lifetime?
Yes, when he's not being stubborn.
When what?
When he's not being stubborn.
Oh, I see. Well, you just have to learn to say, please. That's what they're telling me. Just learn to say, please, and he'll give in to you. Because he loves you very much. So just think of him as your good-hearted brother, and just, you know, not somebody that has to act like a husband, but just a fun-loving brother. How's that?
Okay.
Thank you. I'm that's
thank
I like
you so
the happy.
Thanks for calling. Have a beautiful evening. I guess
you
it's
too.
Daytime where you are.
Yes.
Yeah.
2:40 in the
is.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a beautiful day and God bless.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Our next caller is area code 478, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
I'm Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi,
how
Patricia.
Are you?
Hi, I'm well. How are you guys?
Good.
Doing well.
I wanted to know if I shared a past life with this guy named Ricky, because right now we kind of go back and forth in our love life.
Wait. I want to know, David, maybe you'll find out. I think it's very important for me to be able to help people that truly have a phobia or a fear that they're struggling with to try to heal so they can have a rational life. And these things, you know, relating to past lives together and stuff. Sure, it's, you know, it's interesting, and it might be helpful in the relationship, but people can usually work out relationships between them, you know. And
I'll change my question. I do have this fear of public speaking, and I never, it's not that I'm not confident in myself or know what I'm not talking about. It's just just get so nervous and my voice starts to shake when I have to public speak, and I am a principal of a school, so I have to speak in front of people all the time, but I just get so nervous and they can see and they can hear it in my voice, and I can hear it in my voice also, no matter how I try to make myself calm.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's did you say you're a school principal?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Your phone is breaking up, so I'm having a little trouble here. Okay. Patricia, let me see why. I'm going to Italy to actually it's Sicily. Oh. You were you're going to love this. You were shot in the mafia.
Oh, my God.
So unexpected. But that's it. That's what they're showing me. You ran a whole, like, a network And then you could bark out orders and lay out plans, and there was nothing wrong with the way you presented things. I mean, you had complete control of yourself and everybody around you. And you were a man, and you had a wife that was very fragile and sickly, that you loved passionately. But she was sickly, and there just didn't seem to be anything that the doctors could do. There was, she just seemed to be in a fading pattern. You know, she would into comas, and it was just, it was devastating for you to have to experience this, you know, on the personal level, and yet, you know, be boss of half of Sicily. So, she finally did pass away, and you were still relatively young and extremely powerful, but you kind of lost your zest for power and control. And you blame, here's the problem. You blamed yourself for her death. You blamed yourself because you felt you were paying too much attention to gaining money and power and not enough attention to her. And so you, of course, blamed yourself and started, the expression they're giving me is you started whipping yourself. You know, damn, I shouldn't have done, oh, if only I hadn't, oh, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And you just blamed yourself, and you finally... Oh, you got heart problems, because this really was an issue of the heart, wasn't it? And
yeah.
And you got really laid up. You could no longer, you know, run things anyhow, even if you had wanted to. And you just bowed on your deathbed, you know, as you were leaving your body or preparing to go into a spirit, that you would never take control of other people. You would always be kind and gentle and quiet. In other words, opposite of what you had been in that lifetime. And that,
okay,
my dear, is what you're experiencing in this lifetime. You are afraid you're going to say the wrong thing to the wrong people and cause problems. You have to consider your position. You are, you know, you're no longer with the mafia running half of Sicily. You're the principal of a school. You're there to help. And this is how you're overcoming or working off any karma that you might have created, you know, any harm from that lifetime. Because now you're running a school. What could be better than running a school, helping children learn how to think? Okay? That's what you are now.
Okay.
So you take that and you go with it. Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
You're in charge of that school. And by golly, you're going to make it great. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Patricia.
Bye-bye.
God
bye-bye.
Bless. We're going to take two more callers, and we won't get to everybody, sadly enough, but you can go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com. That's World Wide Web, www.MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And she's offering a special this week. And you type in your name and then put David after that. and she'll give you $25 off a reading. So keep that in mind for people that we don't get to or for people that want a more in-depth reading. And
okay.
The next caller is from area code 928, and you are live. What is your name, please?
My name's Julia, but I'm going to let somebody else get on. Hi, David. Hi, Dr. McIntyre. I love her energy so much. I'm on her website right now, and I'd like a personal reading. There's so many things. So many fears and so many anxieties and la, la, la. So I thought that it would just be best to speak with her, if that's possible.
All right.
Okay.
You know
you
what
do
to
that,
do to
darling,
get this.
And I'll get back to you tonight, okay?
Okay, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the – I'm going to continue listening, so just unmute me.
All right. Thank
okay.
you,
Julia.
Thank
you, David.
You're welcome. Okay, our next caller is 916. Boy, wasn't that generous. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Wendy from Sacramento, California.
Hi, Wendy. How are you?
Hello. Still waiting.
Hello.
Yes.
Go ahead, hon.
Okay. I would like to know what you pick up. I've always had a fear of driving. I actually got my license as an adult when I was around 30, about 40-something. But I've never driven alone, and I know that I never will. Do you pick up anything?
In the fear of driving, I can hardly hear you, but I think you were saying you have a fear of driving, right?
Yes,
I see it already. The Roman games. You were. Oh my goodness, you were a very big, physique, big, muscular Roman gladiator.
Uh-huh.
And actually, you weren't a gladiator. You were in, you rode those, I want to call them dragons. But, yeah, chariot. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah,
I guess I'm burning out. I need you, David.
Okay.
Yeah, a chariot pulled by four horses. And, oh, they had these royal, what they called royal games. And you won most of them. You were just so famous and so popular and so egotistical. Well, because, you know, I mean, the world was your oyster. You had everything that anybody would ever want. And you were still, you know, quite young. You were just, I think, in your early 30s. But you'd been racing for a long time. And you got a little careless and a little cocky, and you thought, oh, well, I've just got this out at keep winning and keep popular and all that. And you were in a race. Oh, this was the annual, the big, oh, I see they had huge, like, candelabras and everything where people were sitting. I mean, it was really decked out. And you were decked out. Wow, you were wearing gold lamé. And you were just in a hurry, you know, to get the race over with so you could go party. And you weren't paying attention. And your wheel, the wheel of the chariot, got locked in the wheel of the chariot next to you. And you both slipped over. And, of course, flew out of the chariot and landed on your head. And you broke your neck. You became paralyzed.
Wow.
And that's how you lived the rest of your life. Not being able to move. Not being able to eat. You had to be fed and everything. And,
wow.
Yeah, wow. But
well, I
remember,
I also,
this was way, way, way back. You don't have to keep suffering that. It was back then and there. We don't have chariots. You're not going to get in a chariot, and you're going to pay attention when you're driving. So just release that fear. You have nothing more to fear, do you?
Right. Thank you. I have a tremendous talent.
You're welcome, Wendy.
I have a
talent
for art. I have a talent for art. I can draw photographs. I can draw portraits that look like a photograph, but I've never really pursued my art. Was I ever a great artist?
Honey, we're going to have to move on to get to one more caller. So save that for another time, okay?
Yeah, or go to my website and I'll give you a reading if you sign up for one, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay, Wendy. It's good to talk to you. Okay, this is going to be our last caller. It's area code 623, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Janet.
Janet? Hi there.
Hi, Dr. Mary Lou.
Hi, Janet. I think I recognize your voice.
I think you do, too.
Oh, my gosh, how nice of you to call. What a sweetheart.
Yeah, I just learned about this. I'm really excited. And I'm really
okay. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a phobia about driving also, particularly riding on freeways, even if someone else is driving or if I'm driving. I'm just terrified.
Okay. Dr. McIntyre dropped off, but don't worry. We'll get her back, okay? So I think she probably heard most of that, Janet, but
okay.
We can run over. I'm sure she'll call back in. And I see you, Deanna. I'm sorry we're not able to get to you tonight, hon, but thank you for calling in. And let me just let people know when Dr. McIntyre's going to be back on. Okay, there she is. Let me get her. Okay.
So what happened?
I have no idea. I don't know if you got what Janet was saying, but she has a fear of driving, whether or riding in a car, whether or not she is driving.
On a freeway, particularly.
Oh,
And don't feel pressured,
Janet.
Yours is
a different thing, but it's still, you have to work on it. With your consciousness, and you know how to do that. I see you. You're in a car. It's early America in California during the gold rush, as a matter of fact. And you're a miner, and you go back and forth. You are very successful in digging up gold. You put it in a cart and you drive it to, where they sell gold. I'm rushing because David's.
Don't worry
running.
About the. We can run a couple minutes over, so don't worry about the time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. The roads are not. They're not very good. But they're the only roads that are available. And so, you know, it's all you have. Like today, the fast traffic goes on the freeways because those are, you know, the roads that we have. You get very, very wealthy, very successful. You move into town. You get yourself an apartment, you get yourself a Model T, and you get yourself a girlfriend. And you're tootling around, you know, spending your money and enjoying the good life on the freeway or the, you know, the roads that they have. And one night after a late party, you run into another car. Your girlfriend is killed. Your car is destroyed. And you break, well, it's like the left side of your body is broken. Your left arm, your left leg. And, but you do survive. You have scars and everything. You do survive. You feel such great guilt about your girlfriend being dead because, you know, you'd been drinking and horsing around, and that's it.
What did you say happened on the left side? Did you say the left arm was broken, and what else done to the body?
The left leg.
Okay.
And ribs.
Okay. And left arm, right?
Yeah, the left side is pretty much. Oh, you were smashed against the door of the car.
Okay.
And your girlfriend went through the windshield.
Oof. My.
So, but that was all back there and then. You were carousing. You were drunk. You're not a wealthy gold digger in this lifetime, and you're not. The kind I don't think that goes out carousing and drinking at night. So forget all of that, Janet. It's something that happened in the past. You can be very careful. Oh, and that's why you have a fear even when you're a passenger. Because you know that, of course, now we have seat belts, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
So you're safe.
Alrighty.
So remember that. Nothing's going to happen to you. Or to anybody in your car, okay?
Oh, thank you so much.
God bless you, hon.
Thank you.
Thanks
for
calling.
Love you.
Calling, Janet. God
love
bless.
You.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight. And we do appreciate your support. And Dr. McIntyre is a regular guest, but please feel free to take I'm running out of steam too.
You're steam now.
Take advantage of her special, and you know you will get a lot out of it, I'm sure. And it's always good to support people that are on the show because they have a lot to offer. And so with that said,
yes, my birthday special. David,
there you go. And
it's my birthday special that I'm sharing with everyone because I'm so happy to be here for another year.
That's wonderful. When is your birthday?
August 29th.
Oh, that's beautiful. Well, happy birthday in advance and many happy returns.
Thank you very much, David. And God bless you and all your listeners. And if you check my books, they're here to help you. I lived a long, hard life to get this knowledge together and share it with you through these three books. So please check them out on my webpage, and you can get them in Barnes & Noble or what's the other one?
Amazon.
Amazon, of course. Yeah.
And why don't you?
Too.
We've had a few more callers that have come in. Why don't you tell them what your special is one more time and how they can take advantage of it?
Okay. From today to, or starting today to next Friday, through next Friday, I'm allowing a $25 dispensation for a half hour past life reading. All you have to do is go to my website and the contact page, and where you type your name, then after your name, put a dash and type David, and then the reading will only be $50 for a whole half hour. So that's my gift to everybody, and hope you'll take advantage of it between now and next Friday.
Great. And you were breaking up, so let me just make it clear. The special is for $50 for a half hour, And the website is www.marylouMcIntyre.com, and that's spelled MarylouMcIntyre.com. So thank you all, and now we're going to come to a close. Let's just pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.